Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from S. Smith from Garden City. They ask, do banks require that a cosigner be part owner of the secured property as well? Would forming a limited liability company with another individual help from becoming a cosigner? First, banks are always happy to have a guarantor with means, whether they are the owner of a property or not. Banks will also be happy to lend to qualified limited liability companies, but will then require that the members of the limited liability company sign for the loan personally, essentially guaranteeing the loan. The next question is from Lucille. She says, father passed away and my mom is still alive. She is not on the deed, but my older brother is. How do we transfer ownership to my mom, then her children in the future, and avoid probate? My answer, Lucille, is it depends if your brother will deed the property back to your mother. Based upon your facts, he has an interest in the property now. Deeds are contracts and have legal implications. You need to have a real estate attorney first review the deed you mentioned, and then, if necessary, draft the proper conveyance instrument to suit your mother's request. And the final question today is from Chester in Gladstone, Michigan. He says, how long after a home inspection is complete do the potential buyers have to agree to move forward with a purchase agreement? So, Chester, that will all depend on the terms of the purchase agreement. Typically, the buyer has 7 days from the date of the signed purchase agreement to perform an inspection. You should hire your own inspector and not use one referred by your salesperson. If there is a problem or concern raised by the home inspector, you will usually have 2 to 3 days from the date you receive the home inspection report to inform the seller. These timeframes can be negotiated. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.